spare a thought for the people living on boats on the harbour at the moment, because what do they do in these extreme weather events? All of this rain, do all of the boats just kind of float up with the huge influx of water, or are there other concerns about things floating in the water that now might hit their homes? Well, this morning we are joined by Pittwater sailor and artist and local resident Gemma Rasdell. Gemma, how are you?
I am good, and I am definitely dry now, which is a bit of a relief.
Oh my God. Okay, so you have your boat moored up in Pittwater and you work on an artist studio on Scotland Island, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay, so, and it's you and Arky, your beautiful little dog, living on your boat, right?
Yeah, just the two of us.
Just the two of you. Okay, so how, give us a little bit of an idea of how big is the boat?
So it's 35 foot, which is about 10 and a half metres long. And it's got three cabins. So technically you could probably sleep like six people, but it's also sort of a small space. So I think it's sort of enough just to have me and Arky on board, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I reckon it's a little bit more comfortable than, let's say, living in a van or something like that. We've got running water and a kitchen and a bathroom and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so, those kind of facilities. So
yeah,
okay.
Set up.
Now, so each day to get to your work, you hop in your little runabout, your dinghy, don't you?
Yeah, so I have this hot pink polycraft called Frank, and I jump in the dinghy every day. But yeah, it's been a bit difficult over the last week or so with the rain my bilge pump, which pumps out the water, has been just started playing up just as the rain hit.
Oh my God.
So I've been like setting alarms to jump in the dinghy and bailing it out, because lots of boats have gone, have sunk around here, like little tinnies that people aren't keeping an eye on. So yeah, I did that. And then when it got really, really rainy, I just beached it, because I thought it was less risky of it going down if it was just on the beach.
It was just beached up. Okay. And so what's your biggest concern at the moment, other than Frank sinking potentially?
Yeah.
What is your biggest concern?
Well, for weather-wise, I mean, it's just keeping things dry. Like, I have lots of leaks that have shown themselves over the last week or so. And just, so I was like rotating towels, mopping up leaks and things like that. And then there's heaps of really big sticks and trees. And actually yesterday I saw two big plastic drums, like huge big barrels floating in the water. So, yeah, we're just, keeping an eye on all the debris floating around. And yeah, trying to like air everything out and dry my boat out now that the rain has stopped.
Has anything kind of bumped into your boat in the nighttime and freaked you out?
No, I haven't noticed anything yet. So fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
I tried to start my boat yesterday and it wouldn't start. So that will be a problem I have to deal with today.
Oh no. Okay. So do you ever, so you're on a mooring out in the water. Do you ever kind of move the boat to different places?
Yes. So depending on where the wind's coming from, I can pick up the mooring and move wherever I like. There's lots of moorings, free moorings around Pittwater, but also you can anchor in any of the bays. But luckily my anchorage where I am now is really protected. So I actually was pretty okay during the worst of the weather this last week. So I didn't move because I'm quite sheltered where I am.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're an artist. So how are you transporting your work at this point in time? Or do you just kind of go, I just don't move anything this week?
Yeah, you just say no. Like, I also had the heaps of commitment social stuff on that you just say, sorry, I'm not leaving the island or the boat at this time. It's just not worth it. Things get damaged. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. And because I catch public transport around Sydney. And so in the wet weather, you know, you're often standing huddled in a bus stop with, you know, five other drowned rats people like myself. And I look around and I often think of you in that it's not just, you know, running to a bus stop. You actually have to kind of get out of the boat on to Frank, hoon across to wherever you're going, and then kind of, yeah, make sure Frank is safe.
It's funny too, because it takes like, you know, 10 minutes to get into all your wet weather gear. Like, I have these long like overalls which are waterproof, and then you have your gum boots, and then you have your wet weather jacket on top of that. And then managing the dog as well, and because she gets all wet too. And then by the time you get to wherever you are, you've got to peel everything off and dry out, and then go through the whole process again with wet weather gear that's still really wet.
Still wet.
When you last wore it. Yeah, so
it
takes a bit longer.
It's an effort. Oh my God, Gemma. Well, please know I have been thinking of you dearly, and we wish you all the best in staying safe and as dry as possible over these next couple of days while the sun's out.
Thanks so much, Willie. It was great to talk to you.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.